Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Work for Life show. I'm Bill Eater. Today is Monday, February 16, 2015. It's 3:30 p.m. The show comes to you from Houston. The Work for Life show is a job readiness workshop. What I do is actually help people to prepare themselves to get jobs. I know from being in the industry that there are a lot of people who have skills and are unable to find work because they don't know how to find jobs. So, I want to talk to you about that. I want to say to you, you have not because you ask not. I want you to hear me out today, this in the next 15, 20 minutes. First of all, I want you to come to understand the will of the Lord. Now, anybody that's listening, I'm sure you believe that if a man will not work, he shall not eat. Well, I don't know if you know that scripture, but that is one of God's wills, that if a man will not work, he shall not eat. That's scripture, 2 Thessalonians 3:10. But it doesn't have to be scriptural for us to realize that there are things we have to do. But it's good when we can trust in the Lord, because sometimes things are really, really difficult and you have to have confidence. And for me, I'm able to find that confidence by trusting in the Lord. Because he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path. Wherever it is that you choose to go, count on the Lord to get you there. And a lot of times it's going to be difficult. But it's his will that man should work. And so I'm talking to you about work today. It's God's will that a man should work. So, scripture says, a slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. Destiny is in your hands. And the Lord said that if you don't work, you should not eat. And the Lord is not going to give to you a chore and not make available to you that which it takes to make it reality. That's not the type of God he is. So I can say to you, you have not because you ask not. So from laziness, that's your issue, to being oppressed, meaning to oppression, if that's your issue. That means laziness on your part or someone else's part, there's oppression. Whichever one, there's a contribution of two people, two entities here, to make this happen. No one can do everything, but everyone can do something to put all America, and I say all America, and I did not say back to work. I say to put all America to work, because we've never had all America working. But we can if we are willing to give of our spirits to the Lord. Because after all, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So if one can reap, then all can reap. But you see, all too often, when people are without, instead of working toward achieving what they don't have, they fight against those who have, or those that they believe have. They lust at what others have or what they believe others have. They even kill because they're not willing or not capable or just not knowledgeable of gaining that which they desire. Scripture says, I will give you the desires of your heart. You don't have to be a man of God to reap these things. You have to ask, seek, and knock. Whatever your faith, you must work with that faith to see it become reality. If you don't have a job and you've been jobless for too long, then the problem is that you either are asking, but you asked amiss, or you're not asking at all, or you don't know how to ask, or you don't know how to look, or whatever, but it's in your hands. Your destiny is in your hands, and you truly have not because you ask not. You must believe in yourself. You must believe in others, and you must believe every time that this time is it. This is it. Tells us to ask, seek, and knock. And if you haven't done all three, this is why you're not reaping the fruits. You have to ask for whatever you want of whomever may or may not have access to it. But ask. And a lot of people have too much pride to ask. You have to seek. You got to research. You got to get out there and do the work. You got to take the time and find things that you're looking for. And when you find things, sometimes that which you find you might think is not it, but in actuality, that's exactly it. So you got to really be able to research, look at things, analyze what you found, see how this particular thing can be of assistance or help you or this particular person. But you must ask, you must seek, and you must knock. And that's the action, knock on the doors. Go there with intent to create opportunity for yourself. And most people have not asked, not a soul. Most people are not out there researching. They just see something, and whatever they see, they pull that little slot and work from that without ever going out and researching and finding something where everybody haven't pulled a slot. And they're not knocking on doors. There are people who are looking for work who have not knocked on even one door. So if you want a job and you haven't been able to find one, you have not because you asked not, or you asked amiss. You're asking selfishly, or you're asking the wrong people, or you're asking for the wrong thing, or maybe what you're asking for you cannot deliver if you got it. But it's something going on wrong if you're not able to find a job. You must have faith, but you also must do the work. And because Scripture tells you faith without work is dead. So whether you're looking for a home-based business, whether you're looking for a 9-to-5, whether you're looking to freelance, whatever it is that you choose to do, you must first identify what your goals are. You must do that. Then you must make plans so that you can reach those goals. And then you must follow through with every plan every time. Get it done with no exceptions. identify the goals, make plans, and follow through. And remember, winners never quit, and quitters never win. So if you're not ever getting there, if you're not ever being the winner, you're quitting. And winners don't view themselves as quitters. So when a person know they're capable, they know it might didn't happen this time, but they expect it to happen the next time. Because you see, everything that you have or do not have is the direct result of what you have done or what you have failed to do. That said, if you want to be successful, identify those goals, make plans, and follow through with those plans. Just look around you, inside your home and outside your home. Do you have all that you need? Do you have all that you want? Do you see around you what you would like to see? And if you say, no, I don't have these desires, you have not because you ask not. And I suggest that you start today and that you let nothing or anyone prevent you from reaching your goal. When one door closes, you open another door. Don't wait for another door to open automatically for you. That's not the way life works. Don't be afraid to seek opportunities. Don't be skeptical of every idea out there. Listen. I used to listen to these late night sales pitches that people come on selling stuff. I was not in the market to buy a thing. But those salesmen could motivate you to sell something. So you could look at what others are doing to sell something, and that's the skills you can put in play to sell you. Because that's what you have to do if you need a job. You must sell you to an employer. It's marketing. That's what it's about. You got to market yourself, market your skills, market your education, everything. But it starts with marketing that smile on your face. Because if you can't get a person to like you from Jump Street, the odds are against you. Learn to sell you. That means learn to present yourself in a manner that you're pleasurable, that you're received pleasurably. And that's part of the road, the straight path. And if you're not sure how to do these things, ask God about it. That's what I'll tell you. You have to have a visual picture of the success that you want. And if you're not sure how to reach that picture, you got to talk to God about where you're trying to get to and how to get there. And you got to do positive self-talk. Positive self-talk is required. Do not take rejection as all there is. Keep on moving. Keep on seeking out opportunities. Keep an open mind. You see, life is a series of opportunities, and every opportunity will not be labeled opportunity, opportunity, opportunity. So you have to know what it is you're seeking so that when it shows up, nobody might not see that but you. It's like, bam, that's just what I've been waiting for. Life is a series of opportunities. And some of these opportunities are going to come at you in the form of a challenge. You got to be prepared, stand, to stand strong, to face that challenge. And if you face that challenge and work your way through that challenge, then that opportunity might peek out at you like a diamond in the rough. When miners go out and find diamonds, they don't have the finished product. They find the rock. And it has to be refined and salt and all of that stuff they do till they get down to the diamond. Opportunities come at you in the same manner. You might look at it, it might look like nothing. Or you might hear it, and it might sound like nothing. You might hear me, and you might think I'm not providing you with nothing, when in actuality, these are the words that will soar you to days of pleasure and to a retirement of ease and comfort. But you got to recognize, you got to stand strong and face the challenges. You got to never allow rejection to be an opportunity for you to quit. You have not because you asked not. You got to keep asking, and you got to keep doing the work, and you got to keep having the faith, and you got to keep asking, and you got to keep having the faith. There's no other way to reap life opportunities other than to be ready when opportunity knocks. And to recognize opportunity knocks by a whole lot of names. A whole lot of names. So you got to ask for help. Start with God and ask for help. Plead your case to God for a job, for a business, whatever it is you're seeking. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that give it to all men liberally and upbraid it not, and it shall be given him. Ask. Tell God, I'm having trouble. I can't find a job. I know I must be doing something wrong. Put the person in my path that'll be a help to me. Or put the thing in my path or the place in my path that'll be a help to me. You must go after your desires, but not lusting. You got to think of others. Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because he keep his commandment and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. You got to keep his commandment. You have to make up your mind that you're missing something and talk to God. And when you find out what you're missing, put everything together and move forward and reap in confidence. John, 1 John 5 and 14 says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whosoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Go at what you want. Know that God is on your side. Know that God said that if a man does not work, he shall not eat. And know that God will not block work from you. And if work is being blocked from you, you must do something different. You must believe in yourself. You must believe in those who are not giving that job to you who can. You got to have the belief that this is going to work for you this time. This is your time. And those who can't help, they are admonished to help you. And if you trust in God that they will help you, they will help you. If any man see his brother sin a sin, which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life. For them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that we shall pray for it. But what God is telling us is that we cannot decide not to reach out and help one another as long as that person is asking for help. And until death takes its role, if that person asks for help, regardless, help shall be given. But you got to know how to ask. And you got to know what you're asking for falls within God's will. That's how you do it. And it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. I skipped the part, I'm sorry. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Okay, I didn't skip it. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. For everyone that asketh it, receive it. And he that seeketh, find it. And to him that knocketh, it shall be open. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son asks bread, would you give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will you give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Have you asked God for that job that you need so that you can take care of your family? Matthew 7, I read you Matthew 7, 7 through 11. Luke 11 and 9 through 13. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks it, receive it, and he that seeketh, find it, and to him that knocketh, it shall be open. If a man shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? If he asks a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, and man is evil, if ye know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, Heavenly Father, give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? God will give of you what you ask. God requires that man works. Therefore, God will see to you getting a job. If you trust in him, do his will. If you believe, if you have faith and you're willing to do the work, there's no limit to what God will do. There is no limit. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that ye receive them and ye should have them. Believe it. Believe this is the time. Soever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. In Jesus' name, bring prosperity into your life. For if a man does not work, he shall not eat. And God will not allow man to not find work. Yes, there's oppressors out there. But you ask, you seek, you knock. Those doors will be open. You will get a job. You will be able to take care of your family. You will be able to have the desires of your heart if you believe. No reason for people to be unemployed in America today. It is no reason. And there have been a lot more uneducated people in America than there are today. We have more educated people in America today than ever before. And we have more unemployment in America than ever before. Because your parents, your foreparents, their parents and foreparents, they looked to the Lord thy God. They knew a job was going to be there. They did not think they would go years without jobs. That was not reality in America, that anybody went years without a job. That's reality today. And that's because man has been stripped of his faith. Man is afraid to say, if it's the Lord's will, I'll do such and such. Man is afraid to acknowledge God, except for to say, God bless America. Acknowledge him in all your ways. Oh, and he'll love it. And he will express his love in ways that you can't even start to think. Starts with you. You have not because you ask not. And your Father in heaven is waiting to bestow upon you all that you desire. If that desire is a job, your own business, whatever, a project you're trying to do, nonprofit project that's going to help other people, you know it'll work, but you need the finances. Get to work and ask for what you need. Seek and find what you need. Knock on the door so that they will be open unto you. This is the Work for Life show. I'm Bill Leader. You can follow me here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. You can email me at wfl@workforlife.net. For Life, BEA. Until the next time, I'm Bill Leader. Thank you for taking the time to listen to the Work for Life show.